This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. And joining us now, senior producer Steve Proffitt, here to share listener email. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex. The wildfires here in Southern California dominated our coverage this week, and they were the subject of quite a few letters we got from listeners. Let's begin with a comment about your interview yesterday with the mother of two young children. They had to evacuate their home in L.A.'s Topanga Canyon.
This woman's name is Sabina Mayo Smith. She told us about the difficulty that her children, she has a girl and a boy, 7 and 9, the difficulty they went through trying to decide what to take and what to leave behind.
She said all of this left her 9-year-old son, as she puts it, almost immobilized.
He just looked around and he said, are you just going to let all this stuff burn?
From Boston, listener Rich Mulhaupt wrote that this was the most moving story he's heard in his 56 years. I wept during it, he said.
Mr. Mulhaupt explains that he is a firefighter and that this mom's story reminded him of why he does it.
I had no idea how deeply and strongly I felt, he writes, but you've reminded me in a powerful way.
And he ends, be safe.
Other listeners were impressed with the heroism of the pilots who battle the wildfires from the air.
Not only do we have the winds, but you've got the heat from the fire that creates its own heat turbulence.
That is Lynn McGrew. She is a pilot. She talked about her job dive bombing fires. She explained they like to get down to around 150 feet before they release the fire retardant.
And Alex, she was so matter-of-fact about flying so low in high winds into a fire.
Yeah, among those who wrote in to thank her and the other firefighters, Sandy Charles of Los Alamos, New Mexico. Sandy says, let's continue to recognize the millions of quiet Americans you never hear about who live clean lives, raise their kids, and care for their families, all without abusing substances or profanely demoralizing others.
Okay, moving from fire to rain, mostly, and our series this week on Palmyra Atoll.
It rained something like 175 inches a year there.
And, you know, Alex, just for comparison, Seattle, about 30-something inches of rain in an average year. Anyway, some nice letters and some not so nice.
Okay, so here's one from Mary Ben Ezra of Mountain View, California. Quote, these stories don't seem to ever talk about dealing with global warming.
Mary continues, makes me think heavy carbon footprint boondoggles. What the fuck?
Okay, Mary, thank you for that.
And a pronunciation tip from listener Buddy Mays, who liked our story about shark researchers, but notes those who study animal life are zoologists, not zoologists.
Oh, that was my goof, and I knew that, but I think my mouth refused to obey my brain.
Well, I confirmed this with our NPR Oracle, librarian Kee Molesky. She explained that the root is zo, that's Greek for animal.
And Greek to me.
But she points out that so many people pronounce it incorrectly that if you had said zoology,
we would have gotten letters from people complaining about that.
Right. More complaining about our humorist, Brian Unger. Several listeners were offended by his satire on Monday about a retirement community for former Republican office holders.
Growing old is scary enough. Why do it surrounded by liberals?
Here's a response from Patrick Williams of West Des Moines, Iowa. Will Democrat retirees mail their letters from the Dan Rostenkowski post office or be seen for their late-in-life marital problems at the Henry Cisneros Family Counseling Center? And he concludes, have a nice day.
Thanks for that letter and for all your comments. Write to us. We read all your email.
Just go to npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.